B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yeah, 617-779-0985. It's the noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Noontime.
What is noon sounder? For like, you know, you get that lunch whistle.
Roger Goodell said yesterday, full stadiums in the fall in the NFL.
It's bold. It's bold considering what's going on right now.
Yeah, it's very it's sort of at odds with the numbers that continue to go up. So you said it yesterday.
CDC sitting there scratching her head like, this is the biggest sports league we have in our country. It just flat out said we're packing our stadiums.
We want to see every one of our fans back. We expect to have full stadiums in the coming season. Roger Goodell, yesterday, commissioner of the league, unprompted, by the way. He was not asked. So this was a part of him
wanting to make that statement.
It's you wonder if Roger Goodell just had one of those moments that we've all had over the course of the last year where he said, screw it. We're going to have fans. Everybody's coming in.
You know what?
Well, you want to go to the games?
You go. If not, sell your tickets, do something. Whatever.
What about the strains and the variants in the fourth and fifth wave? I can't wait for all the fans to be back week one.
Open the concessions.
I've had it with this crap.
And put the damn pump things with ketchup and relish and all that out there. And I want the flip up thing with the little spoons for the onions and the peppers and all that. We're gonna do it.
We're all there mentally. That's it. I'm done.
It's like Nike said, just do it.
Woof. Oh, not that Nike.
Oh, I'll put the lunch spread back out too. Steak tips.
I think it's also the league on some level saying, if it doesn't happen that way, it's not because of us. It's not our fault. Don't blame us. We have nothing to do with us.
We said back in March, the fans in the stands.
Yeah.
You know, our plan was to have everybody here. We're plowing through.
That's what it kind of felt like yesterday. Because like you said, nobody asked him. He just said,
He's stating that.
We're doing this.
Somebody in his house, their Zoom went down in the middle of a call or a class or something. He's like, I've had it.
I'm watching guys with like
everybody back to work, everybody back to school.
He makes a statement on days where I'm watching like news reports from the garden, and there's a guy with a backpack on and this big pump sprayer, and he's spraying all the seats, and he has this like gas mask on from like World War II. Like, what are we doing here? And then there's roped off areas, and like, well, we're re-tagging seats because you're going to sit in pods. Like, we're still potted. The garden just had people in it this week. First time. Since the pandemic started, we're going full blown NFL stadiums, baby. That's over 100,000 down in Dallas. How's Jerry built?
Well, they do that in Dallas. They do that tomorrow. They don't need to, if they were playing tomorrow, they would pack it.
Yeah,
we're gonna do it. We're just doing it. That's what they have to say about it. No, everyone's coming back. Okay, all right. You say so.
You're so bold on that, yet you don't know if you're having an off season.
Yes, this is something we did not touch on yesterday. We were going to do it, but we never got around to it.
Yeah.
The NFLPA is pushing back on there being an in-person off season. They want it to be virtual. That's probably not great for the Patriots if it ends up being the case.
Not when you have that many new guys.
So many new players. Mm-hmm. That's probably not ideal. But it's what the players are asking for. To limit travel, to limit gathering, all of it. That's what they want.
It's going to be interesting when the season starts. Like, what are the travel restrictions going to be team-wise?
Is this about you?
No. I'm just saying because, I mean, just my experience traveling with the team. Like, there's a block of guests that travel with the team, and that changes every week.
Yeah,
so they're not the same faces. You have a constant influx of different people coming into that sort of plane environment. When I say plane environment, we all sit in a tube. Yeah, it's a tube. Has filtered air, yes. You know, but those people also move in conjunction with you to the team hotel. They ride buses. Everybody gets on buses. We go to the game. You sit there. It's just going to be interesting to see, you know, as we sit here full bowl, boldly declaring that we're going to go full stadiums, where there's a lot of issues they need to address and cover. Like, the league came out and said they're not mandating that players get vaccine shots. But yet, are you going to only allow vaccinated people in the stadiums? Because there's also that faction of people that say, hey, big events, you know, popular things, you're going to have to show that you got vaccinated to attend in an arena, so to speak. Or are stadiums considered arenas? Open-air stadium? I don't know. Like, there's a lot of T's you need to cross, I's you need to dot before we get this thing up and running, unless they fully covered it.
Well, they also don't get to overrule local
governors,
municipalities that have rules and regulations about these gatherings right now.
Then they find places you could play, like this was going on in San Francisco. Well, you'll play the game in Arizona. We're going to share the stadium with you. We're going to pick you up from a community and put you to a more red community as far as infections that are taking place. Like, remember that? Like, the infection rate in San Francisco was below that of Arizona. They were picking up the team and moving to Arizona, but because the state shut it down, or the county said, we shut it down. Remember Al Michaels was bitching about wearing a mask during a game in Collinsworth. Like, this is unbelievable. Al Michaels, we stay at the Four Seasons. I have to wear a mask.
No, I sound like this when I call a game.
It didn't sound that bad. But you could tell. You could tell he had a mask on.
617-779-0985. Jeff and Nashua, go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. Well, first, the over 50 get off my lawn text thread. I think I'd add consistent contributions to the panel, and I qualify. So how do I get in on that?
It's a very long process.
Honestly, I don't think.
How do I get vetted?
I don't think it ain't what it's cut out to be, and I don't think you'd be that thrilled with it.
There's only been two texts so far.
Once I got on, though, it'd make it much more thrilling between the three of us to start. But anyway.
Do you send pictures?
Don't threaten me. Jimmy G.
I'm not threatening you.
And Zoe's take that the 49ers are desperate. I have to say that's absolutely, definitely a take. The 49ers' handling of the situation has been consistent, both Shanahan and Lynch. Lynch said weeks ago that the quarterback staying healthy is critical and having depth at the position to ensure stability is imperative. Shanahan just said the same thing. They like Jimmy G. They can win with him now. But like every single one of us here, football fans wondered about his durability, his availability, and if he'll stay healthy, and if not, will he play hurt? And as an organization, the 49ers are managing the 49ers. They're not trying to navigate the bipolar nature of the Patriots' recovery through Zoe, the 11-year-old.
But Jeff, Jimmy Garoppolo is not a stupid human being. He lived there. He knew, as a second-round pick, the type of pressure that he put on the greatest player to ever play the position. And what the ultimate outcome was there. If he's out there in San Francisco and you want to add depth to the position, you draft Kyle Trask in the second round or somebody like that. That's how you add depth to the position.
No, but he's saying the depth is Jimmy G. He's saying that keeping Jimmy G is even if he's the starter at the start of the year, they have two quarterbacks on the roster they believe could start a game.
I understand that.
Which gives them that depth.
I understand that. My point is, okay, if you want to keep Jimmy G, you go and you want to add depth to your team, you draft Kyle Trask. And you roll with Jimmy G. And
no.
You build. You all of a sudden throw a wrench into this thing and their handling of it.
No, I think you're misunderstanding
you're
what Jeff's saying.
Incumbent. Go ahead,
Jeff. Jeff is saying that by keeping Jimmy G, they've already decided Jimmy G's not their future. That's why they're going to draft someone at three. But he's saying they maintain the depth currently in 2021 by not moving him.
Right, but you've now mentally affected the player to where now you could affect those results that you're looking for.
They don't care. Because he's going on their trash heap.
This is sink or swim then. I mean, this is, they're going to look really good or they're going to
look. Yeah, they might look good.
They're going to look really bad.
As Shanahan said, when Jimmy gets pissed off, he plays better.
Does he? I can't take you seriously.
Does he?
Does he really?
This has become one of your new things.
Give me the last 10
times. Does he?
Give me the last 10 times Jimmy's been pissed off. You know when Jimmy was pissed off? When he got put back in to play on a bad ankle.
When has he ever been mad? I don't know of any examples.
He didn't look mad after the Super Bowl.
You said when they questioned him out there and he played, you know, he just got hurt again.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to piss him off, yeah.
He played pissed and got hurt.
Yeah.
Is he? Adam's in Plymouth. Hey, Adam.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey,
what's up, Adam?
Vito, this is the ticket stub guy. How you doing?
Good, Adam. How we doing?
I got a quarterback complaint at some point.
Adam, hey, did you ever get that thing resolved on the Tahoe thing?
No, I never responded. I appreciate it, though.
I'll work on that.
I don't want
to. I'll explain later.
I didn't get one.
All right, we'll work on
it. I didn't get one. Okay. Reason why I'm calling is it too far-fetched, or is it even feasible that Belichick might not only trade up to get Fields or somebody at that draft position of the Bengals as well as get Garoppolo?
I'm trying to think of how that, depending on what you give up, you'd have to trade a future pick for Jimmy. Future picks, future drafts.
So you do that for Jimmy. You do that for Jimmy.
While also moving up to get Fields.
You do that for Jimmy. You're in at 25. You're in at 3.5 for Cam for guaranteed. So I'm already adding it up. You're already up over 28.
I don't want that though.
And Fields' money is going to put you over 30.
I'd rather they go for Fields and make him the guy.
I'm with you. It's one or the other for me. It's not both.
Developing opinion here.
It's one or the other.
To quote Felger, a developing opinion.
Yeah. You've just facilitated your take.
Have I?
Yeah. You did.
Facilitating After Dark, as Murray calls him now for his new TV show. I love that.
You know, this new outside thing, the ability to go outside, it's intriguing to me.
Are you here next week, by the way?
I am not for the first part of
it. So you're going to be at home at the start of next week?
I will be home for 3 days, yes.
Okay. Yeah. You're going to take the show outdoors if it's nice?
I'm thinking about it, because I just sat there and stared at him outside last night, squinting at the screen.
Like, supposed to be Monday, Tuesday. Nice. You should be all right.
Pool be open for Sunday. I mean Saturday. So
feels a little early.
Felger had those oven mittens.
I've had it.
Mittens.
Okay, I've had it. Like we had that discussion. Like some people are a little bit at break point.
I know. Why are you opening the pool? You're not going to swim for another 6 weeks.
It's called aesthetics.
I had pool furniture delivered.
It's mind therapy.
To mentally prepare.
It's aesthetically pleasing to me.
Aesthetically pleasing.
I could go outside and turn a waterfall on. Listen to water. I could do that. Can't do that right now. Go sit outside and say, hey, can an elephant balance on my pool cover? Because that's the selling point of the loop lock pool cover.
Absolutely.
You got one. Yep. You know what it's like.
Gorgeous.
Your kid probably went running right across. You're like, kid was fine.
Put an elephant on
that
thing.
Made a guy's foot wet, but
put an elephant on the thing. It's like a trampoline out there.
I don't want to walk out back and see my dog standing in the middle of it where he's like, you know, mid-paw, wet. Don't like that. Let's open it up. Get in the water. You want to go in? Get in the cold water. I'm going to be this guy next week, I think.
It's brilliant. It's absolutely.
I'm going to get one of them big hats.
Where's that? Wait a minute. Where's that hat at? I got it here.
Now we're running late so Zoe can put on a hat.
I might do this next week and just sit outside.
That's really good. That's really going to bring him in.
Cowboy Zoe's house, and I might. We have horses down by us in our neighborhood. We have two horses.
Deshaun Watson's lawsuit. The latest on that from Tony Busby, the lawyer representing the victims in the case. We'll get to it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports in Boston. You talk to these guys.
Just going
to
say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reveal.
Zorak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub. We'll be right back.
561-779-0985. We've talked about Deshaun Watson's current entanglement, I guess we'll call it.
Yeah, there's an additional filing today.
A new one?
Yeah, a new one. One more.
Also represented by Tony Busby?
You got it. I guess he posted a picture of him on a private jet with no shirt on his Instagram. He needs to clean that stuff up if he needs to be taken seriously.
T-Bone just told me two more. It's up to 20.
Two more. Woo. Let me guess, Masseuse. Wait till you get the one outlier or a couple of those. I think that's where it could become a real problem with him, for him. Not that it isn't now. I mean, you're dragging your name through the mud.
This from Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk headline. It was written last night, 10 o'clock. Tony Busby won't provide information regarding Deshaun Watson to the Houston Police Department after all.
Oh, there's got to be a Rusty Harden connection here then or something, huh?
Says attorney Tony Busby has said he intends to provide evidence regarding his client's claims of sexual assault against Deshaun Watson to the Houston police, but he hasn't. In a social media post made on Tuesday night, Busby explained his decision not to do so. He says, "Here's my worry. When I ran for Houston mayor against the current mayor, I called for the resignation of the former police chief."
Well, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
He really is.
Which, and if Deshaun Watson did something wrong here, and there's legit complaints, this guy's background and everything could screw it up for these women.
He says, "I've learned that my legal opponent, Mr. Harden, has a son who is on the exclusive command staff of the Houston Police Department. I am not saying in any way that I'm not saying in any way that Deshaun Watson's lawyer, Mr. Harden, has a son who has a position that would compromise HPD in its investigation."
Well, he kind of just implied that. this guy's a real gem. He's billboard boy.
It's so ridiculous. This statement is absurd.
"You've been hurt, call me."
"But what I am saying is that me and my clients will go elsewhere to provide our evidence to investigative authorities."
Where are you going? Miami-Dade Police Department? Where are you going?
He's claiming he will go elsewhere.
Aha! Pew, pew, pew. Take that.
Mike Florio writes, "This is the first that Busby has said regarding any hesitation he has when it comes to providing information to the Houston Police Department." I would just say, we're standing by. Where are you going to go with it?
Just waiting. I'm sure Rusty Harden's scratching his head saying the same thing.
What a professional stance that is. My legal opponent. Wouldn't you say,
Well, it's like a game to him now. Remember this from day one. Game. He doesn't want any attention. He didn't want any money. He's good on money. Now, my legal opponent within the structure of the arena that we're going to take place, which is a courtroom. This guy's a piece of work, man.
Yeah, I also like how he does his statements on Instagram.
There's a lot of good lawyers out there.
Is that the lawyer you're looking for? The guy who does his talking on Instagram?
And it's typed like in capital letter, like, wait and see.
I went with him because the other guy was using TikTok to put his statements out there, and I didn't think that was very mature. So I went with the Instagram lawyer instead. The guy seems more professional.
Well, he wrote on Instagram.
If you have Instagram, this is how you find these guys.
"These Deshaun Watson cases continue to mount.
These cases.
Our team has been roundly criticized because these numerous brave women haven't filed formal criminal complaints with the Houston Police Department. Although we have provided info to other organizations."
Have they been criticized or has
who?
His approach been criticized?
The Pinkertons?
I'm sorry,
who are the other organizations?
Who? Tell us who. If they went to police for, again, incidents that happened allegedly within the last 3-4 months, recent events, I think it would give them more credibility in this. Some of what has happened may not rise to the level of a crime, but some of it that has been alleged certainly would.
It's very interesting and concerning for me that they're all sort of tied together to spas and the masseuses. That there's not, hey, this happened at a nightclub on a random Thursday or Friday night, and I met him or something. You know, there's none of that. I don't know, but this is a pattern, obviously, for him. So,
Brandon in Boston. Brandon?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey. So, I don't know what the obsession is with Jimmy G. We're talking about a brittle quarterback here. I mean, he took a big decline since 2019. Let's talk about 3,978 yards. He had 27 touchdowns and 13 interceptions.
Who? Jimmy G?
This season in 2020. He only had 1,096 yards, yes, 7 sir. Touchdowns, yeah. and 5 interceptions.
Okay, what's the point?
Zero touchdowns, 2.
Okay, we're just reading stat lines now, Brandon. What are we doing?
Have you ever heard the 2-6 show? They had the guy. He was the guy. He was a replacement. They had him. They did. I mean, Tom won that. He outlived it, but they did have him. So what's the matter with acquiring the guy if you thought you had the guy?
That's why he may be available. May be available. He is currently available at a high price, and Bill Belichick is still interested.
Can he learn from past injuries? Do you think he can?
Learn from past injuries?
Styles of hits, the way he's taking hits.
Yeah,
in
I
the
guess
pocket.
In theory, I know Brady has talked a lot about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, can he protect himself better? Or is he just going to be like fly all over the place and I'll put my arm down if I ever get pushed or shoved?
Tom in Maine, what do you think the Patriots need to do?
I heard that. I think that what the Patriots ought to do is they ought to get 2 running backs, and that what comes to mind is this Najee Harris and this Javonte Williams, because they got that two tight end set now, and they need a big power back. I remember that.
What's wrong with Damian Harris?
You have a power back.
Yeah, but he's hurt.
No, he's not.
He's not.
He's not hurt. And then you have Sony Michel, who ran hard at the end of the year in that power back mode also. And he signed James White back.
First round picks on running backs? No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Not my deal.
Nope.
You're never going to get me to agree
nope.
with that.
Nope. He's going defense. He's going defense first round. I'd allow him to, would like that, to trade up to Justin Fields. I don't think it's going to happen because they're not in the business of giving up that type of stuff. But they gave up a lot of money. But money's different than picks to them. Money, you just write the check. Picks, those are valuable. Look at Danny Ainge. Picks are picks, man. Those are very valuable things. I'm going to give them all up.
617-779-0985.
We have another wide receiver off the market.
Who?
I'm going to tell you in the headlines.
Oh, okay. Hardy's got that in the headlines right now. Here you go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'm over here watching Justin Fields' video. What's your problem?
You like the one where he goes to the right and he rolls all the way back to the left and they throw that deep drag? And
yeah,
it's like
he's never
going to
throw that in a game.
Okay, that's the problem I have right now. And it started with Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence was the first one to do it. We're going to go against air. Now, these are all private workouts against air. So Trevor Lawrence takes the ball. He fakes to the right. He rolls all the way to the left and it throws back across his body. You know, 65-yard dime on a deep post. Against no defense. And everybody goes, oh, my God. Hashtag cannon. And then the next workout, we saw it with Zach Wilson. Same thing. Fake to the right. Roll left. And we're going to throw that deep bomb. Kellen Mond did it today in his workout at Texas A&M. You're watching Justin Fields do it right now. And everybody's oohing and aahing. And all the quarterbacks are back and forth on Twitter with each other. Fire emoji. Fire. Cannon emoji. Wow, look at that throw. So this is what we evaluate quarterbacks off of now.
How about this is a Mahomes step drop, you know, like 30-yard pass. This thing's gorgeous.
This is a Mahomes problem. I blame Patrick Mahomes for this. This isn't a standard play.
Alrighty, Justin Fields is my quarterback, baby.
This is my guy.
Go watch Kellerman do it. You did the same damn thing. Kellerman.
It's all done.
You know what it is? It's the last guy you watch. I was doing a non over Trey Lance last week. I like him. I'm worried about him. I don't know about the competition he's played against. But who the hell am I? This kid from LSU is throwing
like that.
So
there is a Cam Newton, Justin Fields connection, right? Those guys go way back. They know each other. Cam Newton tutored him or something, mentored him. I don't know. I don't know what the story is. I know there's a connection there somewhere.
They've had their pictures together, I think, or he went to camp.
Like as a kid, right? He was young.
Yeah.
I mean, he's young now. So a few years ago, he's a kid. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's good fit. Could come in. Cam could teach him how to be, you know, an NFL quarterback. Because Cam's not great at doing that anymore, but Cam still knows how to do it. You know?
The coaches. Hey, listen, man. It's Cam Newton here. Hey, best player in high school football right here. If you're a high school player and you're watching this, you know it's the truth. If you doggone a recruiter for anything, it's the best thing any recruitment can get you right here.
There you go. Cam loves him. It's a better plan.
Well, you know, Gavin, you see it, too.
Better plan.
Oh, there's something different about this guy.
There's a future there.
Yeah.
There's a future. This goes back to my question. You trade for Jimmy G, which I want, you know, I'd like for them to do. I'd like to see it.
I think it's the easiest, quickest
to fix. Me, it would be a quicker.
It's a fix.
But I don't think it's a long-term fix.
We got teased with, you know, with the amount of money spent. Like, oh, we're off the mat. We're back. We want to be back. People want to be back.
But
back
he's still
to the
a bridge.
People want him.
He's still a bridge. So if you have to ask the question either or.
People want him. People don't want Cam. 1 out of 10 people want Cam. That's not good. 60-40, 55-45. We got an argument, you know? There's no argument here. The argument should be, do you want Jimmy or do you want Fields? What's your record if Justin Fields is your starting quarterback week one? Can Josh manage the game to have him protect the football?
10 wins in 17-game schedule.
Oh, okay, there you go. 10-7.
10-7.
I think that's realistic.
Not realistic?
But think about if Cam goes 10-7. And it doesn't look great. But Justin Fields goes 10-7.
There's value in that for Justin Fields because year two he could get better.
And he gives you the Justin Herbert moments throughout the course of the year, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes, develops, has some big spots.
You get over the 500 hump, but
yes.
The excitement that's generated with what you did in free agency and the development of
developers.
A young
developers. Developers.
Developers.
Developers.
Developers.
Developers.
Developers.
Developers. Developers. Yes. Does the extra game help in this regard to get to double-digit wins?
It might.
Confidence-wise, mindset-wise?
That's a great question. Has the extra game maybe adjusted Bill Belichick's decision-making?
Developers.
Has the extra game opened his eyes up to dealing with a rookie quarterback? Something undone a long time.
Developers, 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 developers. Developers, 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 developers. Yes!
Whew. Wow. That gets you
going. I'm fired up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Andy in Vermont is against Justin Fields, Andy.
Yeah, Fields stinks. Yeah, I mean, I know you guys love him, but the bottom line is I've watched this guy play for years. My buddy's a huge Ohio State fan. He has a garage. We hang out in it every weekend. I get forced to watch these games. This guy stinks. I mean, he can't win the big game. He struggled against good teams. He's on the best team in the country year after year. He's got an unbelievable offensive line and the tools around him. You think he's going to come here and solve our problems? We want him to go to the Jets, or we want him to go to somewhere else in the conference, but not here. Mm. Don't forget, this is the same staff that sent Joe Burrow's packing, and we know how good he is. So I'm just not a fan of Justin Fields, and I don't like it.
All right, well, I don't want to hear it.
Okay. I'm not wrong with having an opinion.
Get out.
When you, if you would be forced to spend a Saturday with an Ohio State honk, like his buddy or Breer. And then you got to sit not only not in the living room or a man cave, you got to go sit in a garage to watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
That would wear on me too. And I would have this, I would start to be anti-Ohio State. It's about Ohio State every weekend. Ohio State every, oh, here we go in his garage. Oh, look at that oil spill. Hey, you got some gas over there in that bucket? Why are your screwdrivers all misaligned? Why don't you have them lined up properly?
Picturing a messy garage.
What's that red cart with drawers and wheels on it? Do you really collect, what do you call those?
I don't know.
Where's the TV?
Let me ask you a question. If Justin Fields...
Well, let me pull the car out so we can put our lawn chairs in here.
If Justin Fields had Devontae Smith on his roster in the last game of the year,
yeah,
and you could flip which team he was playing for, do you think Justin Fields could have come out on the right side of that game?
I don't care about that. The fact that he got down and he kept fighting in that game was more impressive. It's like when Belichick talked about, you know, when they got their ass kicked out in Kansas City, mm-hmm. something clicked in the second half for him. He goes, let's see fight. Game is over. We were done.
I mean, to paint him as some sort of loser, I think, is a bit strong.
No, I don't. I'm making the point, and I'm glad you brought that game up because I wanted to talk about Fields earlier, and it slipped my memory. He showed me something. COVID. He showed me something getting his ass kicked.
COVID.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And I think there's something said for that. Quarterbacks that go, you know, when it's done, you're in the tank, and you just quit. He kept coming back, slinging it, firing it, trying to bring his team back, making plays, getting knocked around. That showed me something.
Hey, the Super Bowl is moving, so it's going to have to be pushed back a week. We talked about it yesterday, and you've already got a thought right on the tip of your tongue there about to come out.
It might affect my Valentine's Day.
Your Valentine? Oh, jeez. I can only imagine where this is going.
Hey, baby!
We'll tell you about that. We'll tell you about that Super Bowl moving back.
What do I do about Pajamagram?
We were talking about it yesterday, and then we got the news on it last night. The latest next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Dolak and Bertrand.
The only way you're not coming with us is if we call the police. You have to go.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Today's a big day, Zo.
Hey, baby. Hot stuff.
Hey, baby.
Hey, sweetie.
What are you getting the wife today?
Oh, some flowers.
Yeah?
Pretty.
How about some donuts?
Psh, nope.
What's this commercial for? Donuts? Nope, don't like those. Good job, Zoe. Good job. Really good job. The Super Bowl is now going to be on February 13th, 2022. It will be the latest Super Bowl played calendar-wise. We're going deep into the calendar for this one. And that, for you, is upsetting because it's going to somehow disrupt the following day.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day? That's a Valentine's Day weekend for you?
With your sweetheart. That's if the team's in it. Because we would come back Friday or Saturday. Uh-huh. Well, not disrupt Monday.
What is a typical Valentine's Day for you and the missus?
Hell.
Hell. Hell?
Another gift.
Donuts.
No.
Do you do gifts for Valentine's Day?
Nope. Something small. She got a gift this year.
What?
She got a jacket.
You bought her a jacket for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
What'd she buy you?
I didn't get anything. No, I think I got a pair of shoes and some slacks.
Oh, slacks.
No, jeans.
Lenny Clark?
Valentine? I did. I got 2 pair of jeans and some cologne and a new pair of shoes, suede shoes. Nice. She said, don't wear them in the rain. I'll give you a tip. Don't wear them in the rain.
Mm-hmm. So the game gets moved back, and this is what was in the story yesterday.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. The Super Bowl is now in the middle of the Winter Olympics. Does that matter?
No. Nobody cares about that.
NBC's going to care.
Well, too bad.
NBC will have the Super Bowl and Winter Olympics all in the same month.
Hey, baby.
Huh. NBC will have... the Super Bowl from L.A. and also forever has had the Olympics. So is that a problem or is that a positive?
I don't see how
the networks view that.
It's going to be a problem for NBC and I assume they have the Olympics again because everybody does coverage from the Super Bowl, whether they're carrying the game or not.
Right. So according to NBC,
that's what everybody wants to watch that day and that week.
NBC spokesperson said yesterday, we've been in constant communication with our partners about the change. We're excited to present the American audience with the two biggest events in media simultaneously.
Mm.
We will promote the Super Bowl during the first week of the Winter Olympics, and we will promote the second week of the Winter Olympics during the Super Bowl. It's a win for us, our partners, advertisers, and certainly viewers. I just don't see that those two audiences are necessarily one and the same. But I get what they're saying.
I know, I do get it, because, I mean, it's a big thing. The Olympics are a big thing. I get that. I'm an Olympics guy. I'll watch a certain thing here or there.
I tell you why it's a big thing. The Super Bowl is not just for football fans. It draws in casual sports fans who like the spectacle. That's what the Olympics are.
Good call.
Pretty much across the board.
That's true. They're not looking for the hardcore football fan. They're looking for the casual fan.
Olympics aren't looking for the hardcore speed skating fans. They're looking for casual fans who just want to watch something special about sports. And it happens every 4 years. What?
No. Done.
Y'all, just now?
Yeah.
I found out 2 minutes after you. Mine's been done for 2 minutes.
The thing that they're talking about being done is your reservations for Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I have to cancel one of mine. I made two.
I know.
Yeah, I made two just to be
prepared. I'll take one.
This place is nice.
Oh, that's right. T-Bone needs one.
Send him the info.
Oh, my problem.
T-Bone finally going to make a Super Bowl trip, huh?
I'll send Lyle.
Oh,
That's news to me.
Look at corporate Jim standing back there shaking his head.
Arms crossed, shaking his head.
Look at him in there. He hears it.
Could you imagine T-Bone in L.A.? What if he gets discovered?
Lyle knows how to work the floor.
What if we take T-Bone out to L.A. and he gets discovered?
T-Bone. You're phenomenal back here.
Calvin Klein exec says you have the perfect job.
No.
Whatever.
Next year is not the year of T-Bone. It's this year.
He's the next Joey on the reboot of Friends, you know? And we lose him as a producer.
Already. I hate this song. Randy Newman. Hey, Woody, you and Buzz Lightyear, ride around in your car.
I don't think we're going to need a car
for this trip. They got a pool?
I think we... I don't know.
You know what time we're going to get off air, right?
Yeah, early.
I'll be up early.
My tan will be slamming.
Yeah? What's the average temperature in February in L.A.?
Okay, I'll find a tanning booth.
Well, what does that have to do with L.A.? You could find a tanning booth in Dorchester.
Hell, I'm going to go tan.
Minneapolis.
Dorchester.
I said that because we're sitting in Dorchester at the moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. February. Highs 69 degrees, low of 51.
I mean, that's really nice for February for our standards here in New England, but that's not pool weather.
That'll feel balmy at that point.
That's not pool weather at all.
It could spike. Next thing you know, Patriots are out there. They had an 80-degree day.
All right.
They were able to go out in the parking lot.
I want to learn more about our accommodations now, though. Don't you? I mean,
yeah.
What kind of amenities are we
talking
about? Nice lobby.
How many restaurants in there? It's fancy.
There is a pool. Outdoor.
Pond be good for you.
It's a fourth floor outdoor. Heated lap pool. So the pool's heated.
I could do those laps I did like I did down in Miami.
The atmosphere is both recreational and relaxing.
Look at this. You think I'm relaxed here? Look at NBC Sports right now. Look at that. Look how relaxed that guy is.
You were very relaxed.
There's a baby over there. I couldn't have the baby.
The people with the baby who you kept asking for, they were not relaxed.
Scented hand sanitizer. Look at
them. They got up and left.
That really was a good looking pool, wasn't it?
I want to go back.
Right?
I would go back there. Would you go back there and stay with your wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
I really like that little place.
It's a cool little quaint, you know, boutique hotel.
The beds were,
I
came in late on the bed.
If I could have my corner room, I would. I had a nice corner room.
So kept insisting, you got to come to my room, lay on the bed.
Beetle, okay. Let me ask you something.
I'll do it.
How'd you find out where Radio Row was?
He's
got connections.
If anybody's going to find it, he's finding it.
Where's Radio Row?
It is at the convention center. near the Staples Center. And I think there's something called LA Live there, too. Ooh. That's where it's going to be. You can get that information from the Super Bowl host committee, Hardy.
I don't see this on the map of the hotel that you just made me book.
Hey, Hardy, you want to be ahead of the curve?
I know, but I see it next to
it's about a mile. It's
a district called Skid Row.
It's about 1 mile.
What the hell is Skid Row?
It's about 1 mile.
Good workout.
Little Tokyo, or near there.
Good.
Good what?
Nothing. Come on.
No, what?
He was going to say good Chinese, but yes, he stopped himself.
You can't say anything nowadays. You
know, well, it's good Japanese food. I would think, but I don't know.
Guess where my son went? Wanted to go for his birthday, Japanese steakhouse, and we went. Went to Ichigo Ichi.
How cultural of you!
Oh, they like you. Oh, I tell you what,
I wouldn't do that.
No, like we ate so much. We had 13 people. We had 13 people, and we had two guys cooking at the same time.
Ooh.
Two guys cooking at the same time. So I mean. There's stuff going on here. There's stuff going on here. And then you had the Tower of Onion.
Oh, yes. Volcano.
When they do the oil on it and or whatever it is.
The boys got getting excited for it, but they had one, you know, they had the doll.
What is that, alcohol that they pour on it when they light it on fire? What is that?
It's got to be oil. I think that's sake. Oil.
Sake, is that what it is?
That's what Tyler says.
Is it?
Okay.
So we did the sake score.
Everyone knows Tyler knows that stuff.
They had the one where they pulled the thing's pants, and it has the apple juice for the kids. Not sake. You know, I got to squirt apple juice in the kid's mouth. Sake. They go around and they squirt the sake, you know, do the sake thing.
Mm-hmm.
I solve some right here. This guy. Then we did the flip of the cut-up zucchini.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Guess who caught his first time? One take.
Very proud of you.
Everybody else bouncing off their foreheads. Yeah.
Melvin in Boston has something on Justin Fields quickly. Melvin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
I just wanted to say I'm a big fan. I listen to you guys every day, and I respect everybody's opinions on all sports. But what my point was is that Justin Fields shows a lot of potential to me, sort of like not to disrespect his game, but like Jamarcus Russell or Lamar Jackson. But what I wanted to say was that Trey Lance is clearly, to me, the most well-rounded quarterback in the draft, despite his competition, only because of size, athleticism, and potential, and also that he threw no interceptions during his only season of play in the last 2 years. That's my only point, guys. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Okay, so Melvin, if you're asking if it's Trey Lance versus Jimmy G, I might roll with Trey Lance now, too. Top five quarterback.
I'm more in on Justin Fields.
Yeah, as am I.
Okay.
The competition matters.
But again, I mean, this is where I caution myself. It's almost like I'd go for Jimmy if it's between Jimmy and Trey Lance, because now everybody else is off the board.
Jimmy's a 1AA quarterback.
I know that.
Great, he's playing great games now, though.
But I go to what I told you the other day. You know, rewind a year. How many people knew who Trey Lance was? We knew who Justin Fields was. We didn't know who Zach Wilson was. Somebody's going to pop next year, and it's going to fly up draft boards. There's going to be the flavor of the month. Whether you like chocolate or vanilla or strawberry, there's going to be abundance of it. It happens every year. You think, oh, it's going to be a soft quarterback draft, and then bam. There's not one person, not one draft analyst a year ago that said, wait till next year. You're going to have four or five guys going to top six picks. I mean, that hasn't been done in years. It's going to happen. Happens every year. So you just got to be careful. If the other four are off the board. Why'd those four go so fast? And why am I stuck here to... And then I still got to make all these moves to get up to get him. Or I could just get Jimmy.
It depends on the price. That's why.
See, you get between Jimmy and Trey Lance, I'm like, flip a quarter. You get between Jimmy and Justin Fields, I say, go get Justin Fields.
Hardy has headlines. 90 seconds. We're right back.
Is that a good in between?
Yeah, I guess.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.